Today's devotion is entitled, All the Tools We Need, by Pastor Eric Brown, Trinity, Hersher. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. 1 Samuel 17:45. We don't see what David saw when it comes to the story of David and Goliath. As we normally think of it, we see a big, mighty giant heavily armed against a small shepherd boy who only has a sling and some stones. We see this massive contrast in power. We think it's a massive upset that David wins. That's not what David saw. Throughout chapter 17, when he visits the camp to bring supplies to his brothers, David is befuddled that no one has taken on this braggart Goliath yet. Goliath is defying God. God will strike him down. So when David looks at what he has, a sling, some nice stones, he doesn't see a lack. He doesn't see how powerful the arms of Goliath are. In fact, it's nice that Goliath has a sharp sword because David will be needing that in a few moments to cut off the giant's head. David sees rather that God will grant victory to his anointed, that God has given him all the tools he needs. Stones from that sling had killed lions and bears and defended a flock. Today would be no different. God had prepared David for this moment. Even if the rest of the world despised the tools that God had granted. And we know the story. David puts a stone right in Goliath's head, kills him, and then runs up and chops off Goliath's head with Goliath's own sword, and the Philistine army runs in terror. And David saw this not as the underdog winning, not as a, I dare I say, David versus Goliath upset, but simply how God works, defending his people and giving them the tools they need. This week, amid all the bluster and boasting out there in the world, remember that you are a baptized child of God. And while the world rants and raves and tries to intimidate, you have all the tools you need to enjoy what God has granted to you. His blessings will provide. You are washed in Christ Jesus, and you have His Word and Spirit. And that is more than enough for any spiritual trial. The victory is already yours in Christ. Don't let the modern-day giants intimidate you. You are in Christ Jesus. God grant that we see rightly the wonders of His gifts to us.